Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first Abundance Frequency Drop in our journey here together to grow our spiritual businesses to seven figures. So today I'm going to be sharing my daily morning spiritual practice that has transformed my business, by aligning my energy, with abundance before I even start working on my business, before I take any actions. Okay. So this isn't about like positive thinking. I know there's a lot of that in our industry and, positive thinking is important, but this is not about that. This is about creating a very solid and rooted, energetic foundation, right at the very beginning of your day that helps keep you tuned into, financial opportunities and ultimately, just an abundance frequency. So I want to go ahead and share my morning ritual. Specifically, it's how I align my energy. So I kind of guess I'm calling it like a morning alignment ritual. So before I even open my laptop each morning, okay, this is exactly what I do. So caveat, I do have small children that I do drop off at school. So this is not something I do before I get them ready for school and stuff. This is, kind of after I have dropped them off early in the morning and I come home and it's a little bit and it's quiet before I actually have to like head down and head into the office, so to speak. Okay. So I want you to be able to adapt this to whatever your lifestyle currently is. So if you have to do it before, the kids are out, before you have to get the hustle and bustle of your morning or, whatever it is, adapt it, to your own circumstance and to, your lifestyle. So for me, this is after I've dropped my kids off, after the hustle and bustle of morning school, backpacks, lunches, all the things, and now I'm home. And now it's time for me to enter into space to do work. This is what I do. Okay. So this is the morning alignment ritual. So number one, I connect with the divine. So I do like a sacred connection time. I think it's important to keep appointments with the divine. Okay. If it's there working on your behalf, you can at least spend some time with it. Right. So I begin with prayer. I have a little quiet space I've created for myself and I just spend time, with that energy. I don't try to rush and it's not like I'm not trying to be heroic. I don't do this for like 30 minutes. Okay. It's just a genuine conversation that I have with the divine and where, I speak what's in my heart, what's on my mind, what I'm working through. And then I just listen. I just open myself up to just be like, okay, is there any intuitive hits that I'm getting, any nudges, any information, any images or feelings that are popping up, in this particular time. Okay. The next thing is, I have a gratitude practice that incorporate. Okay. So, in this sacred time that I'm having with the divine here, like I'm expressing gratitude. I legit am expressing gratitude, for everything that exists already in my life and in my business, the clients I currently have, the blessings I have in my life, the times I'm like, wow, I got really lucky with that free parking spot. I express all of it. I do my best to be very specific and acknowledge, the figures, the relationships, the people, and the opportunities that I am thankful for. I always just started off with that. And again, this is within that sacred connection time. So it's not like I'm, 10 minutes of like sitting in silence, talking to, the universe and then we move on to the next portion of the gratitude part of the pageant. No, it's just all within that time. And then the next thing I do is in that space, I do intentional asking. Okay. So I make very clear requests of what I desire to create. If I'm working on a project, what I want to receive during that day, I'm actually very specific about numbers, about connections I'm trying to make and outcomes. I even will do complaining in this time with the divine. Okay. And then I close with gratitude again. So acknowledgement again of like, okay, this is what I'm thankful for again. I'm already grateful for it. I'm thankful for the future things, awesomeness that's going to come into my life. And I carry that emotion of already receiving it. Okay. So again, this is not, don't be heroic. If you've never done something like this, don't be like, this needs to be this 30-minute epic on the mountaintop situation. Like this is literally like 15 minutes. And if there's like certain things going on, or if I'm specifically like, hey, there's a thing I'm really mulling over, it may take 20 minutes, but it's not meant to be like this forever thing. Because again, we still have to go to work, right? We still have to open up laptop. We still have to do the things we've got to do. Okay. So it's really important that as you're doing this, you think of that, you practice this. So before you open up your laptop or before you start your day, whatever works for you, you know, just, you know, in your mind, make that, okay, this is a space where I am connecting with the divine, with source, you know. And, you know, I recommend not doing it in a place that you associate with something. So not in your bed. You know, this can be in the shower if you need to do that, but not in your bed. You know, sit down somewhere where it's kind of a neutral site for you. And, you know, you can create a sacred space there and just be like, okay, all right, universe, it's you and me. I'm opening this time now for us to like connect and just take a deep breath. You could sip your coffee or your tea, you know, whatever beverage if you do that. But not eating, just quietness, stillness, and then open up with gratitude. Thank you so much for my family, my car, my home, my health, you know, whatever, you know, anything. It could be really anything. You know, thank you for the fact that my plants, my tomatoes are thriving. The squirrels didn't get it. Thank you so much for all that. Thank you for that wonderful dinner last night. Thank you so much. I feel so grateful. Okay, so whether you talk to God, whether you talk to divine source, whether you talk to another deity, like whatever it is, open it up with that gratitude, you know, being really grateful. And then roll right into your intentional asking, you know, hey, I'm really working on, I really want to call in and receive, you know, $10,000, you know, of clients this month, of work, help me create 5 more sales, help me grow my email list, help me connect with, you know, different clients, better clients, help me connect to a different speaking gig, connect me with an agent, help me finish my book, help me, you know, just power through this laundry, go through my taxes, do my bookkeeping, whatever it is. And if you have to complain, complain too. Be like, you know what, universe, like I am working really hard on trying to get this dang offer off the ground, or I am really struggling right now with this client, or I am really tired of having to follow up with people who are not paying their bills or invoices on time. Like, can you please help me? Like, I'm just like, I just don't know what else to do. Like, go ahead and have those conversations. And then when you're done with your intentional asking or complaining, because you know, the universe knows your heart, right? Close again and bookend with gratitude. Thank you. Thank you so much for the resolution to this problem. Thank you for the beautiful 5 new clients that are coming into my my universe. Thank you for that $10,000 that I'm receiving. Thank you so much. I am so grateful. I'm looking at my numbers. I am just so grateful. I'm filled with joy. Thank you so much, universe. And you know, you could close with something. Some people like to say, and so it is, or amen, or thank you, universe. You know, they do a little jig. Take a deep breath and go on with your day. And when you have a morning alignment ritual like that, it keeps everything, as they say on TikTok, to the 100, right? It keeps you in a state of gratitude. It keeps your abundance front and center in your mind. And you've energetically, psychically, spiritually, mentally, everything, you've cleared all the stuff that could be weighing you down when you need to do your best work, working on your blog post, working on your podcast, serving your clients, doing your coaching, whatever it is, right? Like, you've now cleared all that so you could do your best work, right? And so I want you to implement this. Every single person, every single book I've read about a high, you know, high achieving person, productive, successful person, they have some form of a morning ritual that has some of these elements in there, right? Obviously, it's customized to their personality and their lifestyle. So start establishing this. Okay. Now, obviously, if you have a different type of thing and your lifestyle is more night owly, obviously you're going to adjust to your time. This isn't necessarily like a 5 a.m. on the dot here and the rooster, you know, crows or anything like that. Just, you know, start with something where it's the beginning of your day and you have this ritual that's aligning you to this. Now, another important thing under metaphysical law, like attracts like. So if you start your day in the frequency of abundance, you're attracting more abundance to you, right? Abundance does not attract scarcity, and scarcity does not attract abundance. Like attracts like. So when you start from gratitude, start from abundance, start with like, okay, it's out of my system. I'm ready to go. I'm clear. Guess what? You're going to get more of that. So practice this, try this out, and let me know how it goes for you, or share with me what your current morning alignment rituals are.